Overtourism is one of the biggest topics in travel right now, as it poses a very serious threat and challenge to the travel industry. Now, on one hand, there is the very obvious sustainability, environmental, and quality of life aspect when you have destinations that are not built to handle millions of people, all of a sudden get a new flood of influx of people. And then also, as a traveler, the reason you love and know of certain places is because you want to go explore them as a traveler and appreciate them. And a lot of times that is being completely overrun by a mass of people who also want to do the same thing, so you can't fault them, but are in many ways destroying the whole reason you want to go there in the first place. So we're going to talk about some of the places that are at threat to be the next overtourism hotspots. So first, before we get into that, like you're actually seeing a lot of destinations fighting back on overtourism. So Venice has long been talking about banning cruise ships altogether. Rome recently announced that they will fine you for sitting on the Spanish Steps. Peru added a recent time limit on the length of time to 4 hours that you can visit Machu Picchu. India and many other places have dramatically increased the prices of their top attractions like the Taj Mahal. Many destinations are adding a tourist tax. Places are just getting shut down altogether, like the beach in Thailand that was made famous from the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, The Beach. And also many destinations are just stopping any promotion of themselves altogether. So the Netherlands has officially stopped promoting Amsterdam, and they've now switched their focus to destination management rather than destination promotion, trying to make sure that people are going elsewhere in the country, and also that increasing the quality and responsibleness of the people that are visiting Amsterdam, and with a focus on the quality of life for the people that are there. So obviously all of these places are poster children for overtourism. I would add Dubrovnik and Bali and many others to that list. But now the World Travel and Tourism Council has done a comprehensive study to measure the readiness of destinations for overtourism. And they came up with a list in 5 different categories to measure how destinations are prepared and which ones are at threat for overtourism. And I thought the category of what they call the emerging performers is where they think that the tourism is growing significantly. And while there is some tourism infrastructure, it's potentially at greatest risk from being strained. And so they include on this list Bangkok, Cape Town, Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City, Jakarta, Mexico City, and New Delhi. So now if you are going to one of these destinations, I have a couple tips I highly recommend following to both give yourself a better travel experience as well as make you a more sustainable traveler. So number one, travel during the off season. Now, this will not only decrease your cost a lot, as flights and hotels and activities are significantly reduced in cost, but it'll also you'll have to deal with way less crowds. And so it'll be more pleasant going around. You're more likely to get into the restaurants you want to get into or not have to wait for a table. You might have to bring a jacket or something or deal with a little bit of rain, but I think that's worth it as a trade-off. And you'll also provide a lot of help to the destination because you'll spread out the cost and traffic and impact to infrastructure throughout the year as opposed to concentrating it in a small amount of time. The second tip I would say is make sure you get out of the major city and go into places that will likely need it more and appreciate your presence more. Now, this always leads to a more serendipitous type of travel experience as you're likely to avoid the crowds and deal with people who maybe are just excited to see you as opposed to every single person in the place working to sell you something or to serve you food. So this will allow you to have a more unique, potentially more authentic travel experience as well as spread out your expense through those places and your impact on the infrastructure. And this also applies for major cities like Paris or London or New York to also not just have to leave the city, but go to different neighborhoods that maybe have less tourists than the crowded central areas.
So I hope this information helps you have a better travel experience and minimize your negative impact on the destinations you visit, because as travelers, we all want to make each place a little better than we found it, or at the very least, not worse than we found it. And in case you are interested, the report also identified a few cities that they thought actually could benefit more from tourists and had the infrastructure to support them. These are cities that have a lot of business travel primarily. They do have tourism, but because they have such an influx of business travelers, they actually have the infrastructure to support significantly more visitors on the weekend as well as in the non-financial centers of the, or government centers of the city. And those cities include Beijing, Chicago, Dubai, Hong Kong, Munich, Osaka, Shanghai, Singapore, Tokyo, and Washington, D.C. And having had the opportunity to spend time in every single one of these cities, actually, except for Osaka, I've only had the opportunity so far to make it to Tokyo and Kyoto in Japan. I highly recommend all these places. These are fantastic cities that have so many aspects of the city that you can explore. So highly recommend either visiting these on your next trip or finding ways to extend a long layover as you're on your way somewhere else, since many of these are transportation hubs as well. Well, that's it for today. Stay curious.
Hey, this is Conrad, your host. Look, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my thoughts. I do not want to take any advertising. I have no intention of that. I simply want to spread the joy and curiosity that comes with travel in little daily doses every day so that you become a traveler that's more in the know and hopefully go on better trips, more trips. I run a travel app called Trip Scout, and through that, I am talking to hundreds of travelers every month. I am seeing all the best content that is coming in and out. I'm speaking at conferences, attending conferences, talking to investors in travel. And through that, I see the trends that are happening, and I am obsessed with them, and I just want to share some of the most important with you. So I would love if you could help me spread the word. If you like this episode, please consider subscribing, giving it a review, telling a friend. All of that really helps get the message of travel out there. I believe that we all can benefit from just thinking about travel a little bit more each day, and by doing so, become more curious, compassionate, connected people that also have a lot of fun. Stay curious.